Good.
What is that?
The guy over there talking to Nick. Works in a sewer.
I suppose somebody has to.
Yeah, I suppose. Your thing, what it'd be like, though, if nobody wanted to do it?
I try not to think about it.
Hey.
Damn!
Why is it one of the few times I feel good is got to smell bad? Oh, it always happens. You know, look, a guy comes in, he's riding high, doing fine, and something brings you down.
And they call that the birth of the blues.
Hey, look, Bart, I'm not going to let any of this get me down because I have a line on a great apartment.
Well, now that is good news.
Yeah.
What's that, Harris?
Oh, I'm not exactly sure. You see, what happened was I was playing bridge with a friend of mine last night, and he said that this girl that he works with overheard a Mr. Harold Nemmings talking about this great place.
So you call Nemmings?
Well, it's not exactly that easy.
I was afraid of that.
Harris?
Yeah.
Better hang on to your apartment service.
Are you telling me you don't think I can find him?
Right.
Well, you see, I just happen to be a trained detective. It is my job and my duty to find people.
And you will be an inspiration to all the men of the old one, too, when you get right at it right now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Barn. Oh, Barn, if you ever get back to your office, would you hang that up, please?
Barney, I hate to do this, but,
what's the matter?
Could you speak to Mr. Saldes?
All right, I'll talk to him.
Better inhale here.
Saldes, I'm, Captain Miller.
How are you?
Yes, just sit right down,
Now listen, Captain, like I told the other guy, there's this kid up in 6B. His name is Taya. He's doing something weird up there. I mean, there's chemicals all over the place. And there's smoke coming out of the door. It really stinks up there.
That's very discerning.
Yeah, at one time, there was a big explosion. And he said to me it was some kind of an experiment that he was doing for school, you know. But I think he could be a terrorist or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll look into it. Nick?
Right behind
Why don't you go over with Mr. Saldes, take a look around, and just to be on the safe side, you better bring the bomb squad with you. And since you're going in that direction anyway, you want to hang that up.
Okay.
Wojo, why don't you go with Nick?
I'll get the car.
Why don't I meet him down there?
Keep going, Wojo.
Let's go.
There, okay, hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
You too, thanks.
Is this Roberta? Well, my name is Ron Harris, and I play bridge with a friend of yours, and I understand that you overheard a conversation between a friend of yours and a Mr. Nemmings concerning an apartment over on the east side. Nemmings. That's N-E-M-M-I-N-G-S. Harris. H-A-R-S.
They told me downstairs somebody up here could help me. Can you help me? Who could help me? How about you? Can you help me?
Take it easy, Mrs.
Mrs. Kruger. Mrs. Evelyn Kruger.
Mrs. Kruger, I'm Captain Miller.
It's my pleasure. Listen, my husband is insane. I swear to you he's out of his mind.
Just have a seat here, Mrs. Kruger. Just sit down. Just sit down. Take it easy. Can we get you a cup of coffee?
I can't drink coffee. I got a gallbladder. I wouldn't wish on Marshal Tito. You got some tea?
Tea. About Mr. Kruger.
He doesn't want to live anymore.
He's threatened suicide?
Temporarily.
I beg your pardon?
He's going to pay a man to freeze him in a box.
I see.
He'll lay there for 100 years. Then he says they'll defrost him when there's a better world.
Bionic suspension.
It sounded something like that. It's going to cost us every nickel we've got. Because Harry says it's an expensive treatment. Because he has to rent a box for 100 years in advance.
Of course, you realize it's illegal to attempt to process till after a person is dead.
Harry says to hell with it.
He doesn't care.
Not since they put in a pacemaker. He's not allowed to work, so he says he's no good to himself. He's not allowed to get stimulated, so he says he's no good to me either.
Do you happen to know the name of the man he's dealing with?
Yes, I have the card here. His name is Swanson.
Thank you. Yeah, let's run a make on this guy. And check the confidence files. See if anybody's run a scam like this before.
Right.
Harris, you want to take Mrs. Kruger's statement?
Certainly, Barney. Mrs. Kruger, you want to step right over this way, please?
Let's put it right over here. Barney, this is Sergeant Kavanaugh, bomb squad.
How do you do? I'm Captain Miller.
Oh, wait.
What is it?
What we found in the kid's apartment. You should have seen the place. It looked like Frankenstein's laboratory. I mean, chemicals, electronic stuff. Even had a gizmo that made electrical sparks go back and forth. Remember the movie?
Vaguely. What is it?
We're not sure.
Wonderful, but you brought it up here.
Hey, don't worry. It's not a bomb.
Then what is it?
Could be a lot of things. I think it's probably some kind of stereo.
Wojo's bringing up the kid.
It's not a bomb.
22 years in this business, I ain't been wrong yet. You see? Still got all my parts?
Yeah, it's right in here. Come on.
I have a midterm tomorrow, and I really don't have time for this.
Yeah, all right. Barney, this is James Thayer.
Mr. Thayer, I'm Captain Miller.
Am I being arrested?
For the moment, Mr. Thayer, what we really need is some clarification as to what it is you're doing in your apartment.
It's a school project.
You know what I think this is? It's one of those ham radios. Lets you get Mexico, Europe, Jersey.
No. No, it's no radio. It's a very highly sophisticated explosive device.
What, are you crazy? It's got no timer, no springs, no explosives, nothing.
Well, of course not. Doesn't need any of those things.
Then it's not a bomb.
Yes, it's a bomb. It just lacks the fissionable material to make it operational.
Fissionable material?
Yes.
Fish. You mean,
plutonium.
Plutonium.
Right.
Right. Then this is a bomb.
Yes.
It's a...
atomic.
Bomb.
Right.
Well, what you're saying is this is a mock-up of a, it's like an Erectuset version of one of those things.
A smaller version, but a practical working model. Oh, about 2 kiloton, I would judge. It's part of my master's thesis. I wanted to do something, a little different.
You ought to be congratulated. Sergeant, is it possible that this is what Mr. Thayer says it is?
Oh, come on.
Foreigners, there are whole countries that can't make an atomic bomb. Now, how can a kid...
A little resourcefulness, a little ingenuity.
Well, look, just for everyone's peace of mind, Mr. Thayer, if you don't mind, we're going to investigate this a little more fully. We'd appreciate your cooperation. Huh?
Well, look, I got to turn it in tomorrow morning.
Bear with us, Mr. Thayer. I'll write a note to your teacher. In the meantime, Wojo, let's get some preliminary information.
Right. Sit down. Like what?
Like his name, his address, how he built the damn thing.
No. Captain, I got a make on Swanson. He's got an office over it. Where the hell's he got the atomic bomb?
So simple.
Maybe it's simple for you. I've been trying to figure it out for an hour and a half.
I'm Captain Miller. William McEwen, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Washington, D.C.
Welcome to New York.
I'm attached to the New York office.
Oh. Oh, well, I guess it's the way you said Washington, D.C.?
We're allowed to say that. This is Dr. Reinhold Bauer of the Energy Commission.
Dr. Bauer?
Fascinating. Simply fascinating. A truly remarkable piece of work.
Yeah, it does have something, no question.
Doctor, is this thing real?
Gentlemen, we have here a very imaginative example of the adaptation of tectonic theory. Oh, a bit crude, perhaps.
I haven't painted it yet.
You made this? Did he make this?
Apparently, this is a portion of Mr. Thayer's master's thesis. Doctor, the question is, will it work?
Oh, will it work? Will it work? Theoretically, it should work like a charm.
Like a charm.
Wonderful working man. Wonderful. Let me congratulate you.
Thank you.
Could I have a word with you, Captain?
Certainly.
I think we have a sticky situation here.
Very well. Do you have any suggestions as to how to extricate ourselves from this sticky situation?
I have to check with the Bureau before any procedure is taken.
Fine. You can use the phone in my office.
Right.
You know, the kid says anybody in college can build one of these things.
Spooky, ain't it?
I think spooky says it all.
You want to know what I think? I think that we're in for a whole pile of trouble if the wrong person or persons gets the idea of doing what that kid done.
I'll go along with that.
Well, we don't even have training films on these things.
I'm sure you'll do the best you can under the circumstances.
Oh, yeah. But I wouldn't promise nothing.
Harry?
Evelyn, what the hell are you doing?
Harry, are you all right?
I'm embarrassed.
I was only thinking of you.
Evelyn, please don't do me any favors. Embarrassment has killed people in my condition.
Mr. Kruger, you want to step inside?
I have to be careful. I got a pacemaker in here. Is that a microwave oven?
No, it's an atomic bomb.
That's not funny. I gotta take precautions.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Well?
They're taking it under advisement.
What the hell does that mean?
It means we do nothing till they get back to me.
When do you expect that to happen?
I don't know. Look, they just don't want to make a decision, that's all.
What do you mean they don't want to make a decision? They gotta make a decision.
Don't you read the papers? FBI agents being sued left and right? Every time they go out on an assignment? No. Now everybody's afraid to make a move until they talk to their lawyers.
Tell me, young man. Tell me, how did you arrive at minimum critical mass?
I took a guess.
Oh, really? At first, so did we. My dear boy, can you imagine how things would be if we had developed this first?
We did.
Sure. Now we did. But before, we didn't.
Now, Barney, this is Mr. Swanson, the good humor man.
Swanson, Captain Miller.
Captain, I don't understand why I've been brought here.
Just want to check out your work. Wojo, see, Mrs. Kruger came in almost hysterical about her husband.
typical reaction. People don't understand what we're doing.
Gavarn.
Mojo, you want to check out Mr. Swanson and his organization, the Metropolitan New York Cryonic Society?
Incorporated.
Right.
Some people don't even try to understand. They think there's some divine law that if you get sick or old, you die.
You do.
See?
I built that thing to show that it could be done, but I'm against the whole principle.
Young man, we are scientists. What the world does with our science, there's another matter.
I don't feel that way. I think it's immoral and it's inhuman. We owe a debt to mankind to deal with progress with caution and with responsibility.
You know you can get arrested if you talk like that.
Not here.
Where? Oh, sure not here, but there.
Troll Precinct, your honor. Mr. McCune?
Thank God.
Look at him. Look at that boy. He's going to waste a brilliant mind.
Yeah?
Passing up the chance of a lifetime.
Maybe he's given us one. Evelyn, please.
Harry. Harry. I love you. I've spent the last 28 years with you. And whatever time we have left, I want to spend with you. Not separated. Together. Hand in hand. Close, so I could reach out and touch you.
Evelyn. Evelyn, please. I'm fluctuating.
I hear you build bombs.
I do my job. Don't criticize unless you do better.
I believe in science, too. I'm in cryonics.
Cryonics? At least I participate. You people just want to lie around 100 years and let the rest of the world go by.
The idea is to come back to a better world.
If you want a better world, then stay here with us, and you will witness the greatest advancement of mankind's history.
If you think what you're doing is called advancements, then I'd rather wait and see what the future will bring.
Can you guarantee, you people, there will be a better world?
No, but can you guarantee them that it will still be there?
Okay, round one. Barn? Swanson checks out. The New York Cryonic Society is registered with the state as a nonprofit organization.
Okay, thank him for his cooperation. Wish him luck.
Got it. All right. Everybody can go. The bomb stays.
What?
Those are my instructions. It was received from a special agent, Philip Emery, at 237, in front of several witnesses.
But that's my project.
Not anymore. It's been classified.
Classified?
Top secret and confiscated for national security reasons.
What good is that going to do? I mean, look, you can't classify ahead. I still got all the know-how up here.
And any revelation of that will be a violation of the National Security Act. Be briefed for a later time.
I guess that settles that.
Maybe. For now. But I think I've made my point.
Is that what that is?
Listen. I got a C in physics last semester. Think what the kids with B's and A's could do. Especially if they're angry.
Thank you, Captain. Mr. Kruger, call me when you've made your decision.
I will. I'll call.
And in the event I die before you make up your mind, just leave a message.
Are you ready?
Oh, yes, of course.
Captain, I'd like to thank you for your assistance.
Always a pleasure dealing with the Bureau, Mr. McEwen.
Yes, well, it's a relief to hear that. Our image has suffered a lot the past few years.
Really?
I knew it was coming, though, when our series was canceled. gentlemen. Bye. Doctor.
Wait a minute. What about the,
My men are coming by to pick that up. I'll meet them downstairs.
Fine. You be extremely careful about this device. Nobody gets hurt. Wait a minute. I thought if it doesn't have any in it, then it can't hurt anybody.
Oh, it will. If it drop it on your toe.
A little humor.
Captain Miller, I want to thank you for everything.
I haven't done anything.
Oh, yes, you have. Harry decided not to be frozen.
Wonderful.
I just figured out that I got 5, maybe 10 good years left in me.
And you're going to make the best of them, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good attitude.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Gentlemen, we still have quite a bit of paperwork to do.
Say, I saw in the news where there's tons of plutonium unaccounted for in this country.
Dietrich, please!
Captain, you okay?
Fluctuating. Just fluctuating.
If you were offended by that episode, allow us to be a repeat offender. TV Land brings you another tale of crime, punishment, and bad coffee with Barney Miller next as we stay twice as nice all day long.